I won't get full of myself. I can't afford to be here. This is small town music. This is big town music. He's ahead of his time, you know, but he can't use it. If only he could prove it. Well, tomorrow's just a song away. A song away. A song away.
Hey, everybody, welcome to Rock Solid, the comedy podcast for all things music, both new and classic. I'm Pat Francis, and I think this is a first because I'm in the rock room, I'm at my house, and I'm recording by myself. Just me. I don't think I've ever done this before, ever in the history of the show. I don't feel like I'm alone, though, today because you guys have submitted all the songs and you've recorded voice intros. So today you're going to hear more voices than you've actually ever heard on the show. You're going to be able to put voices with the people, you know, on if you're on social media and you're like, oh, I know that name, but I don't know what their voice sounds like. Well, today you're going to hear those voices and you're going to hear some people that you've heard before too. And of course, I'll be chatting a little bit, but I'll probably do less talking today than I've ever done. So for many of you, this will be your favorite episode. But let me start it up first. I got a phone call from my mom a minute ago, and she left me a voice message. So let's see what Nana Lucy says. This is about 27 seconds long. Let's hear what's up.
Hey, Pat, this is just Mom. Haven't heard from you. Checking in to see if you're all okay. Please stay in to be safe. Don't go out any more than you have to. When you go to the grocery store, stay away from people and wear rubber gloves. Talk to you later. Bye bye.
All right, so we're in the middle of the coronavirus self quarantine, and I usually talk to my mom like every other day because I'm in the car driving Rita to and from school, so that's when I always call her. So I haven't talked to her that much, you know, the past week or so she's probably a little bit worried, so I'll call her after I record. So that was a nice mom message, just checking in. You got to hear my mom clear her throat that she does all the time. And I'm going to clear my throat right now, too. There we go. That's where I get it from. So this is a bonus episode. This is a Monday bonus episode. If you're in the ASAP club, I do not send these out in advance. These drop on a Monday, and I'm recording it on a Friday. So everyone will get this at the same time. So, you know, hang tight. You're gonna get it soon enough. And let's start it up. I ask everyone to pick a Rolling Stone song, you know, one that was your favorite or that means something to you. And I ask you to send it to me with an audio file introducing the song or telling me whatever you want to tell me. And I got that all together. We are all set to go. I have two songs that I picked. I'll play those sometime during the show. But here we go. The person who did the artwork for the show is Daryl Asher. So I told Daryl that he could go first. So what you're going to hear is Daryl's clip, and then it'll go right into the song. And that'll be the format for the entire show. And I'll just talk a little bit between each song. So let's hear a little bit from Mr. Daryl Asher.
Hello, Pat, and the millions of Rock Solid listeners. I was born and raised in Detroit in the 60s and 70s, and my favorite music was Motown. That's what the radio played. That's what I bought in the record store. My favorite group was The Temptations. They had a big hit in 1966 when I was just 5 years old, called Ain't Too Proud to Beg. And in 1974, the Rolling Stones made a great cover version of that song. That is my choice for the Rolling Stones song for this episode. Please enjoy.
Don't you go.
right. Excellent choice from Daryl. The song is Ain't Too Proud to Beg. It's from the album It's Only Rock and Roll. I personally feel that that album is highly, highly, highly underrated. I love that album. It's not one that I think anyone talks about, or if they do, it's rarely. And Ain't Too Proud to Beg, I think, went to like number 17 in the U.S. So that's a top 20 hit for the Stones. And again, seek out It's Only Rock and Roll. That's a Mick Taylor album. It's from the Mick Taylor years. And I think it's pretty cool. Okay, coming up next, playing these songs in the order that they came into me by the listeners. And this was interesting because the first two guys picked the exact same song. So what you're going to hear is you're going to hear Brooke Breitenbach, and then it's going to go right into Mike Wiles. So you're going to hear both of their intros back to back and then into the song. So let's give this a whirl. And by the way, this happened a couple of times, people picking the same song. So let's do it, guys. Let's hear what the next Rolling Stone song is.
From the time I first heard Rocks Off when I was 15 in 1984, I knew it would always be my favorite Rolling Stone song. It was just something so primal, so perfect, so grungy, so it's just like the perfect Rolling Stone song, to me anyway. Thanks, Pat.
Hi, Pat. This is Mike Wiles from Naperville, and I'm very excited to introduce my favorite Rolling Stone song, Rocks Off, from Exile on Main Street. Classic album, great song.
Such a great tune. Definitely one of my favorites off of Exile on Main Street. You guys know I don't care for that as a whole album, but I got to say the songs that I like on that album are amazing. I mean, I just think it would be a better single album. That's me. I think maybe 11 songs or 12 songs, it's better. And then the other stuff that I don't like, I think it's filler. But, you know, people love that album. And that's what's great about music. It can bring you together. Or you can argue about it. And that's good too. So the first person was Brooke Breitenbach. He didn't introduce himself. So when we do this in the future, because I think I'm going to do this again, I think I'm going to do a Van Halen one because you guys voted on the Twitter. It was between Queen, The Monkees, Rush, and Van Halen. And Van Halen squeaked it out. So we're going to do this again. That'll probably be the episode that airs the following Monday after this. We'll do a Van Halen episode. So get your songs ready. And when I put out the word, don't send it to me until I put out the word. But once I do it and introduce yourself. Okay. Coming up next, we got our first lady is going to talk. So let's hear from Lisa Solak.
Hi, this is Lisa. My favorite Rolling Stone song is She's a Rainbow. I love it because it is bright and happy and a little psychedelic and not what people think when they think Rolling Stones. Hope you love it as much as I do. We'll be right back.
All right, another good song that has that 60s feel to it, because it's from the 60s. Pat, Stupid, 1967, I Was Three. That's from the album that I don't, that's from the one I don't like. I do not care for that album. Their Satanic Majesty's Request. There's like two or three songs I like, and that's one of them for sure. So, again, good choice, Lisa Solak. And again, when you do this, don't forget to introduce yourself. And if you're a podcaster yourself, plug your show. I don't care. There's a million podcasts. All right, I said that you'd be hearing some familiar voices too. This is a guy that came to our show because he was tweeting about our show. And my friend Mike Schmidt said, hey, Alexi Lawless is tweeting about your show. Now, if you know me, you know I don't know anything about sports. I know the bare minimum. Roberto Clemente, Terry Bradshaw, the Cowboys are America's team. That's what I know. So I said to Mike, I said, Mike, I don't know, who's Alexi Lawless? And he goes, dude, Google him. So I look him up and, this guy's pretty famous in the soccer world. So contacted him, said if he ever wanted to co-host the show, he was more than welcome because he's a music, loves music, records music, seek out his music. He's really good and great pop rock songs, just punchy and quick and exactly what you want in the summer. So if the coronavirus allows us to have a summer, buy some Alexi Lawless music. And right now, let's hear from I always have a good time with this guy. He has a podcast. Seek that out. And here's Alexi on Rock Solid.
Greetings, Rock Solid listeners. This is Alexi Lawless. My favorite Rolling Stones song is You Can't Always Get What You Want off of their 1969 album, Let It Bleed. Yeah, I know it's a popular song, but that's because it's awesome. I think that first verse is one of the most beautiful minutes of music in history. When the intro choir fades and then Keith starts in with his acoustic and then that incredible French horn comes in and then Mick starts to tell that sad story. It, for me, it's perfect, and it crushes me every single time. And by the way, that's coming from someone who doesn't even like the Stones. Yeah, I said it. Go ahead. You can at me. I don't care. Hope everyone is staying strong, and as always, long live music.
I saw her today at the reception. A glass of wine in her hand. I knew she was gonna meet her connection. At her feet was a footloose man. You can't always get what you want. You can't always get what you want. You can't always get what you want. But if you try sometimes, well, you might find.
It's a classic. We all know it. The hard part of this show is I don't want to fade the songs down. They're just too good. I could just listen to the whole tune. But we can do that later. We can do that later. We got nothing but time right now. Coming up next. Now, this is another case where two guys back to back pick the same song. And this is really strange because this is a deep, deep, deep track from Beggar's Banquet. So I don't know if these guys introduced themselves when they introduced the song or not. I'll just let it play. And if they don't say their names, I'll tell you who they are afterwards. So again, you're going to hear two intros back to back and then into the song. Here we go.
Hey, Rock Solid gang. This is Troy from a very quiet New York City calling. Love the show. And I love the late 60s Rolling Stones. My pick is the song Jigsaw Puzzle from Beggar's Banquet. It often gets overlooked between Sympathy for the Devil and Street Fighting Man, but it's got this great bluesy piano vamping thing going on and this very trippy bunch of lyrics. It features Brian Jones on Mellotron, which is pretty cool at the end of the song. And it's actually kind of a fun dance song. Fun fact, they've never performed it live. Start at about 1:31 when the pre-chorus kicks in and the chimey guitar thing of Keith really takes off.
Okay, now I pause that because I don't think I queued this up to 1:31. So let me do that. Then we'll hear the other intro. And then this song will kick in at 1:31. And I apologize, and I'm doing this on the fly. See, this is when Kyle should be here. Kyle! All right, so we're going to get back to the end of Troy's intro, and we're going to get right into the next intro, and then we'll kick it off at 1:31, just like Troy asked.
Thanks.
Hey, Pat. This is David Finn from San Francisco. My favorite Rolling Stones deep cut is Jigsaw Puzzle, 1968, from Beggar's Banquet. It's a Dylan-esque tune with very convoluted lyrics. At one point, Jagger describes all the members of the band. It's sort of funny. Keith Richards is playing acoustic guitar and slide guitar, and Brian Jones is playing Mellotron near the end, kind of this weird high-pitched drone. I've always liked it. There's great, great bass line by Wyman, and it's one of their ignored deep cuts. I love it. Thanks.
Yes, it really looks quite religious. He's been an outlaw all his life. Me, I'm waiting so patiently. Lying on the floor. I'm just trying to do this jigsaw puzzle.
All right, Troy Torreson and David Finn, Jigsaw Puzzle from Beggar's Banquet. That was a mono version because that's what I have in my iTunes. For some reason, my stereo version is not in my iTunes. Sometimes you look in your iTunes library and you notice that something that you thought should be there isn't there. So that stereo version wasn't there. So I hope you guys were okay with some mono. I don't mind mono. I love it. But all the time, mono and stereo are two different things. All right, coming up next, we got another one where two guys pick the same song. So I'm just going to start it, let you hear their intros back to back, and then into the song. And if they don't introduce themselves, I will introduce them. If there's some interesting fact about the two gentlemen, which by the way there is for these two guys, I will tell you that. So let's hear the two intros, and then right into the song.
Hey Pat, it's Jeff Scoble, your ASAP Club Quick Draw man. I would say my favorite Rolling Stones song is probably Start Me Up. Not terribly original, but I just love the fact that it kicks ass, and I think it's the first time I've ever heard anybody refer to a dead man coming, so you gotta give it extra points for that. Keep on rocking, and thanks for doing these.
Hey Pat, it's Brian Raisin from Appleton, Wisconsin. Wanted to check in with my favorite Rolling Stones song. My favorite Stones song is Start Me Up from 1981 off of the album Tattoo You. This song always reminds me of summer. Our snow is almost melted now, so we really need a little summer right now in Wisconsin. This was on the pregame playlist at the baseball stadium I worked at in high school and college. They usually played it right before the first pitch was thrown out, so you could always tell if it was going to be a good crowd or not based on how they responded to the song. Excited to hear what everybody else has to send in for their favorite Stone song, and hope you and your family are doing well. Have a great day.
Did not want to fade that one down. I just didn't want to do it. I could hear the whole thing. Sorry to Jeff Scobel. We didn't get to the part about what a dead man does, but you can listen to the song later and get to that part. Let me tell you about Jeff Scobel. He's in the ASAP Club. When I send out an ASAP Club episode, 98.5% of the time, Jeff Scobel is the first person who downloads it. I don't know if he has some alert on all his devices that lets him know when a Rock Solid episode has dropped. But that's Jeff Scobel. And then Brian Raisin, the other guy who loves Start Me Up, he actually co-hosted an episode with me called Jukebox on My Grave. And that'll be coming up in a few weeks. I got a lot of episodes, you know, in the bank, ready to be released. But it's a very cool episode. Brian, his thing was, what if instead of a tombstone on your grave, if you had a jukebox on your grave? And when people would read or listen to the songs that were in your specific jukebox, that would tell them a lot about you and your life, which I thought was a really cool idea. And we really had a lot of fun with it. And his wife was there with us. And it was cool. So I'm excited for you guys to hear that, you know, in a few weeks. All right. Coming up next is, well, I got a song. Let me play one. This is from one of my favorite Rolling Stones albums. I love Between the Buttons, and I also love Aftermath. And again, for me, those two albums are like Rubber Soul and Revolver. I just love those two albums back to back. I love listening to them together. And this is a mono version, and this is a song called Under My Thumb. Another classic. That's right. I picked a classic. I picked one everyone knows. I don't care. I'll do it. Coming up next, this next guy is another guy I met through Twitter and invited him to come and co-host the show. And we've been to concerts together. He's been to this house. I've been to his house. And he definitely adds rock and roll credibility to the show. So let's hear a little bit from this gentleman.
Hi, David Wild here. My favorite Rolling Stone song, at least today, is Memory Motel from the Black and Blue album. And that was the first Rolling Stones album I bought by myself. And that song has always just destroyed me. I think there's something so romantic and in every way about it. It's a song where Mick and Keith, you hear both of them. I like any song about a woman who's got a mind of her own and she uses it well, as I believe I'm quoting correctly. In fact, when Mick Jagger called me and asked me to write the liner notes for 40 Licks, I had one night to do it, and I put on Black and Blue, and I remember hearing Memory Motel and just being moved by it just the same way I was as a kid. There's a rumor it was about Carly Simon, and I don't want to spread rumor, but I just did. And yeah, that's what a great song does. It takes you back to a memory motel. I believe that hotel was in Montauk, and I have a memory of staying, I think not at the memory motel, but down the block. So I have a slightly distant memory. In any case, wishing everyone stay safe. Listen to the Stones. Stay inside.
Well, that was the first one that gave me a chill so far. Wow. Memory Motel. Here's when I came to discover Memory Motel. When I was getting into the Stones and I was buying their albums, you know, and I bought everything. Once I was in, I was all in. So I was buying all the back catalog, and I remember buying Black and Blue, and I didn't like that album much. It's still, I like it, but I don't, you know, it's got 8 songs and, you know, there's a couple I don't like on there. But so I kind of didn't give it a full listen the way I should have. And so years and years and years later, I hear Memory Motel, and I don't know where I heard it, maybe on rock radio, some show playing some deep cuts. And I was blown away. I was like, what is this song? For me, I've never heard this song before. And then, you know, the guy, the outro, the DJ says, you know, Memory Motel from Black and Blue. I'm like, that song's on Black and Blue? And, you know, then I get home, I pull my album out, I put that song on, and boom, just playing it on a loop. It's a mental patient song. And that's what I love, too. Sometimes when you buy so much music at one time, you can't fully get into it the way you should, but you can always rediscover it. You can always go back to the shelf, back to your iTunes library, back to your vinyl collection, and pull out something that maybe you didn't give your full attention to. And, you know, as long as you're living and breathing, you can still do it. So that's one of those songs for me, Memory Motel, for sure. All right, coming up next is a guy named Jeff Frank. Now, I have to tell you something. Two of the longest intros today, one of them's by Jeff Frank. He's not the longest. That person's intro is 6 seconds longer than Jeff's. But I don't mind a long intro, but I think for the Van Halen one, we'll keep it at 2 minutes and under. But here's Jeff Frank, and he's going to tell you a lot, and it's good.
Hey, Pat Francis. It's Jeff Frank emailing in from San Jose with my Stones pick. Might I say, what a great idea this is. Would love to see you do more. So my Stones pick is off the much maligned Exile in Main Street, which I know is not one of your favorites. And yes, indeed, it is absolutely full of fluff and filler, but it's also got some hidden gems in there, and Loving Cup is absolutely one of those hidden gems. And lyrically, it's really a day in the life kind of song, taking us from morning into the afternoon through a raucous nighttime. And it's also a killer summer driving song. Windows down, tunes cranked up, hair blowing. It's got that kind of feel and vibe to it. So the song starts off with Nicky Hopkins playing this almost like a Tin Pan Alley type piano all throughout the song. And then you got Mick and Keith coming in harmonizing, which is always a unique vocal take. And one of my favorite little features about this song is it actually features Mick kind of singing in a Southern drawl character, which he does occasionally, and you can hear it really exaggerated on words like guitar. And then we got horns from Bobby Keys and Jim Price, among others. And another cool little tidbit is the middle eight section, which breaks down and there's this call and response. Now, allegedly, it features Graham Parsons in here singing backup, and he was definitely hanging out with Keith around that time. So it's up for debate, but I think you hear him there in the background. And then the song finishes out in this coda piece with some really faint but cool steel drums. So get a good pair of headphones on. You can hear that fading out. So yeah, Loving Cup. I think if I was going to open a cafe or coffee shop, that is what I would name it. So what a beautiful buzz. What a beautiful buzz.
Get a song from Exile on Main Street. I'm talking in that Southern drawl that Mick does. Exile on Main Street. And again, that's one of the ones I like. So cool. Now, Jeff at the beginning of his intro said, hey, this is a really cool idea. And Jeff did text me, and it was his idea to have people send in audio clips of you guys introducing the show. So big props to Jeff Frank. It's a great idea. Again, I'm recording in a room by myself, but I don't feel like I'm alone at all. I feel like there's, you know, a whole room full of people here. So thank you, Jeff. And again, Jeff talked a lot about that song and all the different layers and things that are happening in there. So please go seek that song out and listen to it in its entirety for sure. All right, coming up next. Here's a guy, he's a Patreon supporter, he loves podcasts, he's been on many podcasts, he's hosted this one remotely by choosing songs for the Genesis episode, and this is Michael Bagford, M-Bags, lots of nicknames, Jagbag, should we call him Jagbag? That's not nice. Here we go.
Hi, this is Michael, hope you're all doing great. Keep on rocking. This is Michael Bagford. I'm the guy that usually wins everything in those Rock Solid contests.
also known as Mickey Bags, M Bags, whatever they decide to call me that day.
Jag Bag.
Episode. My favorite Rolling Stones song, I don't know if it's my favorite of all time. I just know I really like it. It's a track off of Black and Blue. Not one of my favorite albums by them. It's all right. But compared to their other 70s albums, kind of on the lower end of the spectrum, there are two songs that I really like off of it. There's one called Memory Motel. Check that out. It's really good. But I'd like to play the lead-off single, Fool to Cry. It's a nice little ballad, and I hope you enjoy it. I don't really have a specific reason. I just really like the song, and I hope you all enjoy. Also, I hope everyone is staying safe, staying in their homes, doing the self-quarantine. It's the right thing to do at this moment. We're going to get through it, and we're going to have a great time once we get through it. So keep on rocking, like I said.
I've been working all night long. Put my daughter on my knee. And she said, Daddy, what's wrong? She whispered in my ear so sweet. You know what she said? She said,
another classic, another one off Black and Blue, getting some love twice so far. Also, same thing with Exile on Main Street, couple off of that album. So many great Stones albums. The I find from listening to these tracks from all different eras that the Rolling Stones music was always produced like perfectly, like it all sounds of the time, but it's just sonically for me, it's just fantastic all the way around, everything. 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, the whole shot. I love it. Okay, coming up next, we got two women. They both like the same song, so you're going to hear both of their introductions back to back. One of these women is a frequent co-host. She's very passionate about the music, which is great, but sometimes it brings her to tears, and that's okay too, because I'm there to hand her a tissue. And the other woman, I call her the librarian. She's like the female Michael Bagford, because she is also winning a ton of the Patreon giveaways. So let's hear both of them back to back, and they'll introduce themselves. I'm sure they will.
Hey, Pat. Hey, Rock Solid listeners. This is Christine Blackburn from the Story Worthy podcast. And Pat asked me to call in and tell you my very favorite Rolling Stone song. And that is so easy. Oh, my gosh. Simple. It's Brown Sugar. Written in 1969 by Mick Jagger and his ex-girlfriend. The girl that he wrote it with, she actually gave birth to his first child. Yeah, her name was Marsha Hunt. And like I said, written in 1969, it was recorded over a three-day period at Muscle Shoals in Alabama. And I gotta say, this song, not only is it like a rocking, incredibly fun song to dance to, but the lyrics are really interesting. And Mick Jagger often changed the lyrics, you know, when he was on stage. Like, for instance, instead of saying, just like a young girl should, Mick would say, just like a young man should. And the line, hear him whip the women just around midnight, is often changed to the very less offensive, you should have heard him just around midnight. But the original lyric was actually, hear him whip the women around midnight. I mean, there's like slavery in this song. It's a wild song. But it's always a rockin' tune, and it's always super fun. So that easily gets my vote for my favorite Rolling Stones song. Also, just to note, it was the song that the Rolling Stones opened with at Altamont, that huge, you know, outdoor music festival up in near San Francisco in 1969. And this album was on the Sticky Fingers album, of course, we know this, which came out in late March 1971. All right, you guys, it's been great to check in with you guys and hang out. I look forward to coming back and talking about Bob Dylan with you. He just dropped that new awesome song, I'm sure you heard it, about JFK. Anyway, I love you, Pat. I love you, Rock Solid listeners. Tune into Storyworthy as well. And please, stay healthy. Wash your hands.
Hi, Pat. It's Melanie the librarian here. My pick is Brown Sugar, and I picked it because it reminds me of the good old 70s.
Sticky Fingers, classic album, iconic album cover. I believe this is the first album that we saw the tongue logo. I think that was created by Andy Warhol. That was Christine Blackburn and Melanie Johnson. I call Melanie the librarian because she's won, I think, 3 books that I've given away here at the Rock Solid Podcast. You can win prizes through Patreon. Patreon.com/Rock Solid Podcast. You can win a prize for just $2 a month, supporting the show for $2 a month, 50 cents an episode. That's all I'm saying. Not the hard sell, just telling you. All right. Great song. Number one, went to number one in 1971. Now they wouldn't even play that on the radio. Not because it's not great, but because those lyrics are of the time. For sure. All right, coming up next, this is the guy who has the longest intro of the episode. This is a guy who I give tons of good-natured crap to when he's on the show and when he's not on the show. But he's my very good friend, and you know, when he was not feeling well with his heart surgery. That was a tough one, guys. I when one of your friends who's younger than me, I know that gray hair would indicate no, but he is. And, so, I mean, that's just, you know, when someone at a young age has something like that or any illness, that's kind of a wake up call. So I knew he would be okay, 'cause he's one of the most fit people I know. He's a good guy. He's a good comedian. He's a good podcaster in his own right. And let's hear a little bit from, you know who it is. He'll introduce himself. Let's listen to him babble for 2 minutes and 34 seconds.
Hey guys, Murray Valeriano of the Rock Solid Podcast and the Road Stories Podcast. Check that out on all things comedy if you have a minute. And I think we all have a minute. I hope you guys are holding up in the self-quarantine, social distancing, coronavirus world we're living in right now. I hope you guys are doing the best you can. We're doing all right at Casa de Valeriano. All my stand-up dates have been canceled. My wife's movie went down, and my son's school is closed. So we've been here homeschooling, one big happy family, trying not to kill each other. Pat sent me a text saying, send over your favorite Rolling Stones song for an episode. So here it is. I'm sending over my favorite Rolling Stones song. Now, I love the Rolling Stones, but if you were to ask me about U2 or REM or the Beatles or Wilco, what my favorite song was, it would change every day. I'm sure that happens to a lot of people. One day I like this song, one day I like that song. It would change every day. But for me, the Rolling Stones, my favorite song from the Rolling Stones has been the same song since I first heard it in 1981, and that is Waiting on a Friend off of Tattoo You. To me, the last great Rolling Stones album. Now, I know they've had several albums since. Some are really good, some great tracks on there, but to me, T to B, top to bottom, Tattoo You, the last great Rolling Stones album. So Waiting on a Friend is my favorite song on that. For the longest time, I thought it was Bobby Keys on sax, but it turns out it's not. It's Sonny Rollins playing that awesome sax solo. They started recording this song during the, I think it's the Goat's Head Soup recordings, and I think they were recording it in Jamaica. I'm pretty sure of that. I'm sure you'll call me out on it if it isn't. And what's cool is the video. When I first got introduced to the song is the music video, which is Mick Jagger sitting on the stoop at a building on St. Mark's Place, which is cool. And then they end up at this bar called St. Mark's Bar and Grill, and they get on stage and play. And for the longest time, St. Mark's Bar and Grill, which is gone now, had a mural of the Rolling Stones up there to commemorate that video, which is pretty cool. I used to go there a lot. I lived in New York right after my son was born, and I would go over to St. Mark's all the time and check it out. And then the other thing cool about this video is the stoop that Mick Jagger is sitting on is at the bottom of the building, which is the cover of Led Zeppelin's Physical Graffiti album. So there's a little bit of trivia for you. I'm bored, so thank you for bearing with me. Enjoy this. Enjoy the rest of the episode. This is Waiting on a Friend. Watching girls pass by. It ain't the latest thing. I'm just standing in a doorway. I'm just trying to make some sense out of these girls passing by. The tales they tell of men. I'm not waiting on a lady. I'm just waiting on a friend.
Such a great song. I like that video too. It's way better than the Start Me Up video. That Start Me Up video, Mick Jagger is the worst lip syncer in that. How do you not lip sync to your own song? Waiting on a Friend went to number 13 in the US. It went to number 50 in the UK. How dare you, UK? That's not right. Murray used the phrase T to B, meaning top to bottom. I think he coined that phrase, T to B. And please don't ever use that again. All right, Murray. I'll tell you this. If you are a $5 supporter on the Patreon page, you are in the ASAP Club, and you get the episodes very soon after we record. And anyone that's in the ASAP Club right now has two Murray episodes that you won't hear for a while. One is Rock and Roll Hall of Fame Class of 2020, and the other one is just something fun we did called America. I call it America. See what I did there? M-U-R-R, America. And we just played songs we liked that had America or American in the title for no reason whatsoever, other than it was easy to locate songs and easy to put together. Sometimes we just do that. We'll play songs with the word sun or moon or stop or go. It's just simple and fun, and you find a bunch of songs that, you know, you forgot about. All right, moving on. We are gonna listen to one of our listeners. So here we go.
Pat, my song is Beast of Burden. It's a great collaboration between Mick and Keith. It's got an opening riff by the greatest riff meister in rock and roll history. It's got a fantastic hook. It's got lyrics often misinterpreted and mysterious. And it comes from a time when many thought that the Stones had kind of lost their touch or their creativity. Anyway, I find it to be just the perfect rock and roll song. So enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so this is one of those times that the person who did the audio clip did not say their name. And unfortunately, you know how I am with butchering people's last names. I'm terrible at it. I'll spell it for you. S-A-L-L-E-A-N. First name's David. David Salian. David Celine. Anyway, the next time we do this, which is going to be with a Van Halen episode, introduce yourself. Hi, this is blah, blah. And I'm from blah, blah. Blah, blah. Something like that. Beast of Burden. This is usually the album that I tell people is my favorite Rolling Stones album, Some Girls. Although I love so many Rolling Stones albums, but this seems to be the one that that I come back to a lot. And that's it. I'm just adding that for you. All right, this next gentleman, he's co-hosted the show twice. His name is Kevin Hartbarger. We did something called a Beach Boys episode, which was an exhaustive look at their catalog because they have so many albums. But we did it. We did it. We also did a Warren Zevon episode. And Kevin's a great dude. And I always have fun with him. Just the couple of times I've seen him. And we were supposed to do another episode. And coronavirus. Putting the stops on that for a while. But we'll do it. We'll get it done. Here we go. This is Kevin Hartbarger.
Hey, Pat, and hello to all my rock solid friends. It's Kevin Hartbarger here, checking in from Chicagoland, where I hope everyone is staying safe and sane. Here, the sun came out today, it's getting warmer, and hopefully we'll be back to normal soon. My favorite Rolling Stones song is, ironically, Gimme Shelter. It starts off with another classic Keith riff, though it's one that's especially dark and foreboding. Charlie and Bill keep the ominous groove going, but the highlight of this song are the vocals. Mick sounds desperate and trapped, overwhelmed by the pitch-black world of this track. And then Mary Clayton comes in for the last two-thirds of the song and destroys everything in her path. Find the YouTube clip of her isolated vocal. It will chill you to the bone. This song scared the shit out of me when I was a kid. And still today, it's about as sinister as rock and roll gets. So from, in my opinion, their best album, Let It Bleed, here's Gimme Shelter.
Lots of the Rock Solid Twitter community, we do a thing called Album a Day in 2020. Kevin Hartbarger decided to do something a little bit different. He does a hashtag Rock Solid Lyric of the Day 2020. That's the hashtag. Hashtag Rock Solid Lyric of the Day 2020. Every day he posts a lyric. For example, today it is from The Clash. The album is, the song is This Is Radio Clash. Lyric by The Clash. And then he just puts like two sentences that mean something to him or that are cool. And the lyric he chose that's on the Twitter today, as I'm speaking, I'm reading this. It's, this is Radio Clash using audio ammunition. This is Radio Clash. Can we get that world to listen? And you can follow Kevin at K Hartbarger. And, you know, you can follow all the guys, all the peeps, if you're on Twitter. I still love the Twitter. So that's where a lot of these people engage. And it's a lot of fun over there on the Rock Solid Twitter. So at Rock Solid Show, give it a whirl. Give it a whirl, people. Get the app. All right, coming up next, there's another female voice that you've heard many, many times in the co-host chair, Courtney Cronin. She's a comedian. She's a writer. and she loves music. She's my hard rocker. She's my heavy metal chick. I don't think she'll mind that I say that. And here's Courtney. She's going to tell us what song she likes from the Rolling Stones.
Hey, Pat. This is Courtney Cronin-Dold. And my favorite Rolling Stones song is from Exile on Main Street. It is a song about a scruffy guitar player whose coat is, the title of the song, Torn and Frayed. And I like this song because I think it has a really nice melody. And I like the harmonies. And it seems like it might maybe be about Keith or some scruffy dude that he knew or they all knew. And I think the song's not just about not judging a book by its cover, because no matter how dirty, scruffy, drunk, and high this guitar player gets when he plays and when he's on stage, all of that goes away and all you see is this amazingly talented musician. That's what I get from it, which the lyric says, just as long as the guitar plays, let it steal your heart away. It's a really cool song. So this is Torn and Frayed from Exile on Main Street.
Frayed. Three times we have heard from Exile on Main Street. People love it. I like it. You know it. Courtney is, I've run into Courtney at so many shows after meeting her and having her on the show. We were probably at concerts all the time since I've lived here. We've probably been at the same shows, but I didn't know her. But she's my go-to, you know, when we do a Poison episode, anything like that. If I want to do a Cinderella episode or something, you know, Alexi would go in for stuff like that too. But yeah, Courtney's the one I go to for that, and she's always game, and I really appreciate it because she does not live close to the studio, does not live close to my house, and she's willing to get in the car and drive that distance to come to either place. And I'm looking forward to recording with her in the future. As I'm looking forward to recording with all these people in the future. I want to get back together. Come on. Get the band back together. All right. Coming up next, another listener. I believe she introduces herself. And if she does not, well, then I will introduce her. Here we go.
Hi, Pat. It's Karen here in Canada. Karen Landry. It's hard to pick a favorite song. It really depends on my mood. I chose this song because it was the number one song on the day I was born. That was November 11th, 1965. So that makes me younger than you. Thank you for all you do. This show, all the prizes, and countless hours of entertainment you have provided. I've listened to most except all the Kiss episodes. And a special hello to my rock solid Boo Murray. Thank you so much. Bye.
To you.
from Karen Landry. I love that song too. If I didn't pick Under My Thumb, I might have picked this one. Love it. Karen Landry let it slip in there that she's a little bit younger than me. Also that Murray is her boo. I don't know what that means, but apparently they have a boo type relationship. Also, everyone, I hope you guys are feeling well. The last bonus episode, I was saying that I seriously thought that I was having shortness of breath. So I don't know what that was. I don't know if it was some bit of anxiety or I don't know what it was, because I don't really feel like I have anxiety, but I'm fine. I feel great, actually. So I'm just putting that out there. And when I was saying that, I was serious. I was feeling like I was having shortness of breath. Then I look it up online and said, oh, if your chest feels a little tight. Yeah. And I'm like, oh, my chest does feel a little tight. So you know what I mean? You know, it's that old joke. If your elbow hurts and you go online to look it up, it was, oh, I got elbow cancer. So, I mean, you know, we're all good. Everyone's feeling good. Right? I hope so. We're all good here, and we hope everyone out there is too. Okay. That sounded so disingenuous. I didn't even like how that sounded in my own ears. Moving on, Glenn K. Amo. Glenn has done many, 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 many pieces of Facebook art for us. He's very talented, and we like Glenn K. Amo. So let's hear what he has to say. What's his song? Let's get into it.
This is Glenn K. Amo from Moncton, New Brunswick, Canada. I first heard this song when I was 11 years old. My friend's cool older brother had the record, and, you know, if he thought it was cool, it must be cool. It starts out spare but rocking, and by the time the saxophone kicks in, it's a down and dirty blowout that still gets me going 39 years later. From Tattoo You, it's Neighbors.
Neighbors!
I got to tell you, the Tattoo You songs today, we've heard three of them. It makes me want to pull out Tattoo You right after this record and listen to it. In the headphones, all of those songs sound amazing. Such, again, the production. I love it. All right, this next introduction, this person needs no introduction. So I'm just going to start it up. See what I did there? I'm going to start it up. Here we go.
Hi, Rock Solid listeners. It's Christy Stratton. And this was a tough one. There were so many that I loved. And I thought, oh, should I pick the one that I've ever done karaoke to, which is Emotional Rescue, a song I love. But I thought, okay, what I wanted to pick a song that if I were to hear it in public somewhere, that it would stop me dead in my tracks. And I would just bliss out. And so I picked Sweet Virginia. Enjoy.
Stop the wave by your eyeball.
appearance by Exile on Main Street. And yes, I do like that song. But I'm still firmly telling you that you guys just aren't picking the ones that I don't like. You're not picking, Ventilator Blues and Turd on the Run and those. Those are the ones I don't like. I bet no one likes those. That's why you're picking the ones that we all enjoy. That was Christy Stratton. I think if you listen closely, if you back it up, you might have a quick little appearance in the background by a gentleman named Johnny. I think you might hear Christy's son Johnny in the background. Could be Gary, but it sounded like Johnny. I've only played one track so far. I'm going to play one more just because Christy brought up the album Emotional Rescue. I love that album. Again, that one, it comes between, I think it gets lost because it comes between Some Girls and Tattoo You. Came out in 1980, and I love it. I think it's, again, it's like, it's only rock and roll. It's not one that people talk about a lot, and I think it's a great rock and roll album, and the song I'm going to play for you guys is Summer Romance. Just love it. I love the album Emotional Rescue so much. If you think you don't love it, please give it a listen for me. If you're doing an album a day and you have not heard Emotional Rescue in a long time, do us all a favor. Do yourself a favor. Listen to it. All right, coming up next is a guy named Matt Berkey. Matt is one of the only people on our Patreon page that is at the dollar tier. And I love it. If everyone listening right now would go to that dollar tier, my head would explode, quite frankly, if you did that. Because I know what the listenership is, and that would be incredible. Dollar a month. Now, I laugh at that, though, because for one more dollar, Matt could be winning prizes. But maybe he feels like, maybe he's not a lucky person. Maybe he's not like Melanie Johnson and Michael Bagford, Jagbag. Maybe he's like, I never win anything, so I'll just keep it at a dollar. And that's fine with me. That's a set it and forget it. And again, I didn't start this episode today thinking I would talk about the Patreon three times, and I did, and now I'm shutting up. But here's Matt Berkey, and he's going to introduce a song, and oh boy, guess what album's this from? You won't believe it. You'll be shocked.
Hi, Pat. This is Matt Berkey. My favorite Stone song is Shine a Light off Exile on Main Street. I really like the vocals and the keyboards, but the best part is the guitar solo that starts at 2:42 on the track. The guitar just sounds kind of sad and has a really great sound to it, I think. Thank you.
Love it. Love that song too. That's one of the ones I like. I'm going to play Matt Berkey's intro again because I don't know who he sounds like. He sounds like some celebrity or some comedian to me. And I just want to put it out. I just want you guys to hear his voice again. And if you think you know who he sounds like, let me know, because it's driving me crazy. And Matt, if people tell you you sound like someone, tell me, because I can't put my finger on it. But you sound like some celebrity, a comedian maybe. I don't know. Let's hear.
Hi, Pat. This is Matt Berkey. My favorite Stone song is Shine a Light off Exile on Main Street. I really like the vocals and the keyboards, but the best part is the guitar solo that starts at 2:42 on the track. The guitar just sounds kind of sad and has a really great sound to it, I think. Thank you.
Okay, is anyone getting anything off of that? Is it ringing a bell to anyone? Does he sound like someone? He sounds like someone to me. I mean, he sounds like Matt Berkey, but he sounds like a celebrity to me. I can't put my finger on it. It's driving me nuts. All right, let's listen to our next listener. By the way, if you count this at the end, you're going to find out that there were not 15 songs by the listeners. There's actually 16 songs by the listeners, plus all the co-host songs. And I'll tell you why that is when I get there. I should have waited. I jumped the gun. Here's the next song.
Hi, Rock Solid listeners. My name is Eric Aragon, and I'm here to tell you about my favorite Rolling Stones song. But how do you have a favorite Rolling Stones song? They have so many great songs. So instead, here's a song that I really, really, really like. In the 1980s, I was a huge fan of Late Night with David Letterman. I mean, I used to watch it every day thanks to the VCR. Every couple of weeks or so, Dave would send us off to commercials, and the world's most dangerous band would kick into some song that had this grooving, grooving guitar riff. What was the song? This was before the internet, so it wasn't like I could Shazam it. Also, I wasn't a huge Rolling Stones fan at the time. I was a Beatles guy, so I was in the midst of their catalog. When I finally got around to listening to Sticky Fingers, there it was. That riff. That song. Not to mention those horns. Released on April 16th, 1971, as a B-side to Brown Sugar, here's Bitch on the Rock Solid Podcast.
By the from the album Sticky Fingers. Two questionable songs that are great. Brown Sugar and Bitch. Again, it was 1971, people. Here's a gentleman that was at the house last week. Him and his lovely wife, Marissa. We banked about 4 episodes together. ASAP Club already has those. A lot of people call him, not a lot of people, just Terry Nunn, from the lead singer from Berlin. She calls this gentleman Artie. We call him Young Kyle. Even at 30 years old, he's Young Kyle. He'll always be Young Kyle. So, producer of the show, Missing in Action, he'll be back. This is Kyle.
Hey, it's Kyle. So I was going through and trying to rack my brain to think of, like, do I even like the Rolling Stones? Which, yeah, I like a few of their songs. And then I was looking through their list, and I was like, oh, wow, I like a lot of these songs. You know, I like Paint It Black, even though that's kind of overplayed. I still like hearing Give Me Shelter, just not in movie trailers. I like Jumpin' Jack Flash. But I think I gotta go with Ruby Tuesday. I really like that song. It's better than The Restaurant. And yeah, it's kind of a fun song. So that's my pick.
She would never say where she came from. Yesterday don't matter if it's gone. While the sun is bright, or in the darkest night, no one knows. She comes and goes. Goodbye, Ruby Tuesday. Who could hang a name on you when you change? Don't question why she needs to be so free.
Wow, Kyle, you picked a great one. I love Ruby Tuesday. Fantastic. And again, the song is better than The Restaurant. Okay, coming up next, here's a person I don't know. I don't know this name, not a Patreon person, not a Twitter person. Don't remember seeing this name on Facebook. And that's cool. I don't care. You listen from wherever you listen from. And I think he introduces himself. Let's get right into this guy.
Hello, Rock Solid listeners. Thank you for having me on the show. I'm happy to share my favorite Stones track 100 years ago. The song really got me hooked from the start. Mick comes in with his drawling vocals, singing these wistful, almost surreal lyrics about a distant past. Really listen to how Mick and Keith harmonize those lines. It's heartfelt and truly relatable. 100 Years Ago is one of the Stones' most dynamic songs as well. It has my favorite drum part from Charlie, featuring multiple tempo changes. Mick Taylor comes up with these really cool guitar licks throughout, and a sizzling solo at the end. And it features the great Billy Preston on the clavinet. This is the best Stones lineup at the top of their game, playing a great song. Here is 100 Years Ago.
Went out walking through the wood the other day, and the world was a carpet laid before me. The birds were busting and the air smelled sweet and strange. Seemed about 100 years ago. Mary and I, we were sitting up on the gate, just gazing at some driving in the sky. What tender days we had.
Another good one, deep cut. Now, that person did not give their name, and I think I can actually do this name justice. Colton Lillico. Thank you for participating. It was actually exciting seeing a name that I hadn't seen before come through my email. So email me anytime, Colton, and continue to enjoy the show. All right, coming up next, this guy's an American hero. I call him an American hero. He's a retired firefighter. Put his life on the line many times to save people. Put his body in harm's way. He's my BFF. seen a couple of concerts with him. I saw Lenny Kravitz at the Palladium with him and his son Ryan. Also a firefighter, hero in training. And I also flew up to San Francisco area to go see Iron Maiden with this gentleman in Oakland because they were playing an indoor arena. And in L.A., they were playing some outdoor stadium deal, and I'm not doing that. I want to see Maiden inside, rocking. So when he recorded this, Tom is getting his steps in. I think he got 30,000 steps in the other day. That's what he's doing. He's staying fit. He's staying healthy. And so when you listen to this, he's recording it while he's walking, and you can tell. And hopefully he'll do better next time. Here we go. Tom Neuerberg.
Hey, Pat. Rock solid listeners. This is Tom Neuerberg, loyal listener, and Pat's BFF. We're in the midst of the coronavirus quarantine / shutdown right now, and I'm out getting my steps in. Best part of this whole thing is going out every day, two or three times a day, and taking long walks, and listening to music, listening to podcasts. Sometimes I bring the dogs. Sometimes I leave them at home. But anyway, I'm out on a walk right now, and it's a beautiful day, sun's shining, and I thought I'd make a quick little recording here for Pat's Rolling Stones episode. Very difficult to pick a favorite song for a band like the Rolling Stones, because they have so many great songs, and their great songs vary. You know, some are rock and roll, some are bluesy, some are ballads, but I'm going to pick one that's not necessarily my favorite song, but one I really love, and I love to this day, all these years later, and that would be Miss You from Some Girls. I think one of the reasons I like to pick that song as a favorite is just because it does kind of stand out from all their other stuff. This was their attempt to go disco. I'm saying that with air quotes right now. And I think I remember at the time it kind of got maligned because they were, here's this classic rock band trying to go disco. But that song, much like Kiss's disco song, I Was Made for Loving You, I'll tell you what, they stand up all these years later, and I still like them. So I'm going to pick that as my favorite, and I'm going to continue on my walk here and try to enjoy the day and hope that this mess is over soon. Hope everybody's safe and happy out there. Talk to you soon.
Again, love the Some Girls. Excellent. Nice groove. And Tom recording while he's walking. He might have been having sex. He might have been having sexual relations. And that's why he was winded. I'm throwing it in there just so I can mark this as explicit. All right. Now, I told you earlier that we didn't have 15 songs from listeners. We actually had 16. And this gentleman, Kyle Hildreth, he is one of our newest Rock Solid artists, and he's done tons and tons and tons of great artwork. And anytime I ask him to do something, even if it's last minute, he comes through. All the guys do, to be honest. But Kyle, we message a lot back and forth and all that kind of, and email back and forth, all that kind of good stuff. So when he got in after the 15 were in, I couldn't not include him. I mean, these artists, they do this, you know, out of the goodness of their heart. I mean, they've done a ton of Facebook artwork every week. I just send them an email and say, hey, do you want to do this one? And rarely do any of them say no. And I think it's a big part of promoting the show on Twitter and I, you know, I put it on Facebook and Kyle uploads them to the website. And it's just, you know, I don't have that talent. I don't have that ability. If I did it, it would be, well, I couldn't do it. I just couldn't do it. So I really appreciate all the artists, and Kyle Hildreth is one of them. So had to include him. You can't not. So here we go. Let's listen to Kyle.
Hey, Pat, this is Kyle, not R.D. Hildreth, and my request for the Rolling Stones episode is Rip This Joint off of the overrated and overlooked album Exile on Main Street. I'm not a big fan of this album. I do like the hits and, of course, this song, but I think it's a victim of the Academy Award syndrome where you praise an album or an actor for the work they've done previously. And as far as this goes, I think Sticky Fingers is a much better album. I like almost everything on that and think almost every song on that is a classic compared to this just overweighted album where a lot of it just kind of falls short. But this song, Rip This Joint, I do like. It's fast. A lot of Rolling Stones songs aren't fast, and that makes this one a keeper. It's a lot of rock and roll. A lot of 50s, 60s styled kind of, you know, rockabilly rock. It moves, and it's got that good kind of groove to it. And it's fun. And who doesn't like fun? So I would say take it right from the start, because that's where it starts off the best. And here you go with Rip This Joint.
If you're keeping score, yes. Yes, I like that one. Yes. All right, Kyle Hildreth. Thank you so much, Kyle. All right, look, we only got one more left. So I'm going to do what I always do at this point. I'm just going to say thank you to all the listeners. Hope you guys are staying safe, doing all the stuff you're supposed to do. Social distancing, washing your hands, self-quarantining. Is that a word? Quarantining. Only go out, you know, if you need something, you know, essential. We ordered food from Instacart, and we got some stuff in from Target delivered. They just drop it right on your front porch in the bags. And again, don't hoard. Just buy what you would normally buy. That's what we're doing. We're not going crazy. So if everyone just keeps some normalcy, everything will work out eventually. So that's all. I'm going to continue to drop these bonus episodes. Follow us on Twitter. We are at Rock Solid Show. I am at Pat_Francis. Kyle is at Kyle.SomeFunny. A big thank you to everyone that I sent an email to. You guys all came through, and that would be Courtney, Christine and Christy, Mike, Murray and Kyle, and Alexi and David. Thank you so much. That was really a nice thing you guys did by immediately responding with your song and your audio clip. And that really, you know, made the show just that much more special. And it was great to hear from all the listeners too, and hear from, you know, my co-hosts. So thank you so much. And, Mike Siegel, he's going to take it out for us. So thank you so much. Keep listening. And we're going to let Siegel take it all the way home. I'm Pat Francis. Thanks for listening.
Hey, Rock Solid listeners. This is Mike Siegel. Are you surviving the coronavirus lockdown? Stay tough. Stay strong. I mean, look at this. Pat is so bored. He's got us recording remotely on a subject that we've covered more than any other in the history of the Rock Solid podcast, and that would be the Rolling Stones. And I should know, because I covered the 60s, 70s, and 80s decades of the Rolling Stones with Pat. Had to take a powder on the 90s. Had to do it. But here we are again, talking more about the Stones, and deservedly so. There's so much to talk about, but to pick one favorite song, that's a tough one. I didn't know where to begin, so I just narrowed it down to my favorite era of the Rolling Stones, which is the Mick Taylor years in the late 60s, early 70s. And then I narrowed it down to my favorite all-time album, which is Sticky Fingers. From there, and all the amazing songs on Sticky Fingers, I couldn't decide between two of my favorite songs. And in the end, it came down to Bitch and this one. And this one just makes me happy every time I hear it. I can't stop air guitaring to it. From the opening riff, which is classic Keith Richards, the human riff himself, but it kicks my ass every time I hear it. And the whole song's over 7 minutes long. First few minutes are just classic Stones, and the rest of it's an extended jam with horns and everything else. It's just amazing, and I love it. The song is, of course, Can't You Hear Me Knockin', from the album Sticky Fingers. And if you have sticky fingers right now, wash your hands, people. That's virus all over them. Stay safe, everyone. Here's the Rolling Stones and Can't You Hear Me Knockin'. Take it from the top, Pat.